In the Unger Report today, the hot new look for winter. Not shearling or cashmere or fur, no. The style statement this season is made from 100% man-made synthetic fiber. It's where fashion meets flu. Here's Brian Unger.
Get ready to see and be seen in the N95 surgical mask and particulate respirator. Now, this is no ordinary face mask. The N95 is endorsed by the World Health Organization as the one to wear to protect against H5N1, the strain of avian flu coming to a bird feeder near you. Now, if you're hearing about the N95 for the first time, it's going to be tough getting your hands on these suckers. They come in a box of 20 for about $20, and sales of the N95 surgical mask and particulate respirator have been called uncontrollable by one seller. Reportedly, one New York distributor is selling 5,000 masks a day. Now, makers of face masks like Kimberly-Clark and 3M are ramping up production to meet the demand that is reportedly running 100 times higher than normal. You could call it hoarding, or what Americans have always shown in times of crisis. When it comes to survival, we put our money where our fear is. Think of the N95 face mask as your own handgun, a handgun you wear on your face, one you buy with no background check over the internet, that shoots and kills airborne flu particles with 95% accuracy before they shoot and kill you. That's a pretty good gun. Wear two masks at once, and by my count, that's 190% more alive than dead. That's an amazing gun. But what happens to a people that hides its face, that walks around covering its nose and mouth? In Afghanistan, it's called a burqa. In America, it's called walking out of a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon's, or your Michael Jackson. Add it all up, in a world where people are increasingly plugging their ears with iPods, in flu season, we're that much closer to a total society of paranoid, agoraphobic, deaf mutes. But with vaccine in short supply, a face mask could be your only protection against a flu pandemic. And that coworker of yours who leaves the bathroom without washing their hands. Every office has one who then contaminates the rest of us. We should fire those people, or simply cut off their hands. It would be a controversial move, yes, but that's one less person who can't see the science in soap. In a country of face-masked folk, what suffers most? Yep, fashion. The N95 surgical mask and particulate respirator looks like a small vacuum cleaner bag you wear tightly on your face. But with good old American know-how, we can design face masks with dual uses. Adjust the elastic and maybe it's an eye patch. Or a yarmulke that won't come off on a windy day. But I'm thinking even bigger. I see a day when every bird will be required to wear a face mask. Let's hit the flu at its source. Let's nip it in the beak. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.